It's a brisk day in central Nevada with the wind whipping through the ancient volcanic rocks of the Silver Peak Range. I'm here with Patrick Donnelly. He's the Nevada State Director for the Center for Biological Diversity.
Go up on top of the mountain. Hell of a nice view up there.
But we're not here for the view. We're here for something a little less impressive, but what Donnelly says is of critical importance.
Those are mostly buckwheats there. We can go up and look at them, these low clumping plants.
The team's buckwheat is a rare wildflower that lives on just 21 acres of this area. As far as we know, it doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. And its entire habitat lies within the project boundaries of a proposed lithium mine.
And this is the smallest population of buckwheat, the smallest subpopulation. So it's extremely vulnerable to disturbance.
Donnelly is concerned that the entire species could be wiped out even before mining gets underway. And he's been petitioning for protections under the Endangered Species Act.
We're in the middle of an extinction crisis, and it's very clear that human actions, like mining, have precipitated that extinction crisis.
Ioneer Limited is the mining company behind this lithium project. It says it spent more than 3 years collecting data in order to accurately count, understand, and ultimately protect the species. Bernard Rowe is the managing director.
Well, a large part of the population, and importantly, the habitat that the population grows in, we are not touching. Not only are we not sort of touching it with the proposed mining activities, but we will also be protecting those areas.
Rowe says the company plans to fence off habitat and is partnering with the University of Nevada, Reno, to study whether the plant can grow in hothouses or be transplanted somewhere else. Rowe says Ioneer is not trying to destroy any biodiversity. In fact, he argues the mine will ultimately help the planet in the long run.
I don't think there's any doubt that if we're going to combat climate change, then we have to tackle CO2 emissions. And the gorilla in the room there is transportation.
The antidote to that gorilla, he says, electric cars. Rowe says his mine could produce enough lithium for 400,000 electric vehicles every year.
Getting up towards 500,000 electric vehicles from one domestic supply is significant.
And it's also in line with federal priorities. The Trump administration added lithium to the country's critical minerals list back in 2018. That means more lithium mines are coming to the region, including this one and another in rural Humboldt County in northern Nevada. Edward Bartell runs a ranch nearby. He believes that mine presents more environmental issues than it's worth.
Well, originally I was thinking, well, lithium, that's great. We all need to be doing our part. But then once I found out about the project, I'm horrified by it.
His biggest concern is the amount of chemicals being used. According to the mining company's own estimates, the process would create 2,900 tons of sulfuric acid every day at the start and double that when it reaches full production. That process could lead to serious health effects if any of that material were to leach out into the air or ground, or if there was an accident during transportation.
I mean, it's not like we're just hauling lumber or something. It's pretty dangerous chemicals that are going to be hauled up and down the road. So if there's an accident or something, that could potentially impact people.
And then there's the fuel side of it. The company will consume more than 26,000 gallons of diesel fuel every day, which contributes to pollution and disease. Bartell started a website called StopLithium.com to try to organize the community to protest the mine, but he says it's been a challenge with the ongoing pandemic. Alexei Zavatsky is the CEO of the mining company behind the project, Lithium Nevada. He says he's not the enemy.
So I had appreciation for climate change when it was still largely a theory, but I saw it happening firsthand, living in the mountains, living above treeline.
Zavatsky says he got into this work because he saw what was happening to the planet and wanted to help. And he says this project will help limit environmental effects.
The impacts of this project are justified for those reasons, the sustainability aspects that we've incorporated into the design, but also what our products are going to be used for, and that is for lithium batteries, for electric vehicles, and storage of renewable energy.
But are lithium batteries the only option? More on that next time. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.